Thanks to a rotating crew of home care companions, Barbara Williams' husband was able to live at home at the end of his life.
I met many, many good people during that time that were really good caregivers and very caring.
So when Williams had shoulder surgery, she knew to call Companion Extraordinaire. The home health agency sent an aide here to her house every morning. Their days developed a routine. Her aide, Barbara Napier, made coffee, breakfast, took her blood pressure. She bathed her, dressed her, even fixed her hair.
Okay. Do you want to put a little product in it?
By keeping people out of expensive nursing facilities, home care aides help save hundreds of millions of dollars a year. And yet, these workers are overlooked. They are poorly paid, and many struggle to find consistent work. Joyce Barnes's pet chihuahua, TJ, was a gift from one of her patients.
Come here, TJ.
Barnes regularly works 11-hour days. She loves her job as a home health aide, but she struggles to make ends meet. The median income for this workforce is less than $14,000 a year. Nationwide, more than half rely on some form of federal assistance. It hasn't always been this tough for Barnes. She used to work as a certified nurse assistant at the hospital.
When I left BCU, I was making $16 an hour. And when I took home care, they'd only pay like $8 or $7-something.
I mean, that's a pay cut by half.
It is. But because of the love that I had for these patients that I was taking care of, I sacrificed a lot for them. They really, really depended. Some that don't have family, all they have is you.
I spoke with more than a dozen home healthcare workers. And like Barnes, most were driven by a desire to care for people. Many were reluctant to complain about low pay. But Barnes, who is 60, recalls the way it made her feel when she found out her grandson was making more than she was at his summer job.
And as long as, I mean, I'm the hardest worker. I work so hard till my knees and stuff's hurting and stuff. I said, boy, I ache and I can't get ahead for nothing. I don't understand this.
According to an industry survey, turnover is more than 60%. Experts predict huge shortages in the near future in this field, and that could spell trouble for our aging population. By 2030, 1 in 5 Americans will be older than 65. Jenny Inker is a gerontologist and researcher at VCU.
What's really interesting to me about home care is that despite the fact that it's such a big influence on our economy, we know very little about it.
There's just not that much information about who is doing this work, what kind of training they receive, or how well the job is being done.
From just a justice and an equity standpoint, you know, I think that there are important questions we could be asking ourselves. Primarily, why aren't we paying a living wage to the women who are doing this work?
Inker says women because almost 90% of the workforce in Virginia is female. It's also overwhelmingly women of color. We're going to dive into issues of gender and race next week in the series. But for now, I want to circle back around to Joyce Barnes. For weeks, I couldn't get in touch with her. Until one day, she picked up the phone.
Hi, Mallory.
Hello. How are you?
I'm better, but not as well as I should be.
Barnes had caught a bacterial infection from one of her patients.
The pain, it was so severe.
She spent 11 days in the hospital. Like most in her field, she doesn't have benefits. No sick days, no health insurance. When I met up with her next, she was thinking about that decision she made years ago to leave her work in the hospital and become a home health aide.
My kids tell me, Mom, I don't know why you just didn't go back to the hospital. But my heart is not at the hospital. My heart is dealing with people one-on-one because I can give more of me to that person. Maybe my mistake on my part, but I can't worry about that now.
Instead of worrying, Barnes has been back at the hospital. The patient she caught the infection from took a turn for the worst, and Barnes wanted to be by her side. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane.